This is Nikki Bruno with the Epic Comeback Podcast, where warrior women who've been through absolute caca share advice with us about how to get to the other side of ours. I'm here today with Lauren Mulheim. Thank you so much for being here, Lauren.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So Lauren, in a couple of sentences, please tell us who you are, where you're from, and what keeps you busy during the day.
So I'm a psychologist and certified eating disorder specialist in Los Angeles, and I run a small group practice called Eating Disorder Therapy LA, and I work with people of all genders and all ages, and definitely spend a lot of time sitting with people going through hard things and advocating for them.
Absolutely amazing work, and thank you from me, from the bottom of my heart, for the work that you do, Lauren. Lauren, you mentioned that you'd be willing to share something difficult that you've gone through in your own life. Could you summarize what you went through and tell us what was the hardest part?
Yeah, so again, and I realize I say this with a lot of privilege and that it's maybe not as big a thing as many of your listeners will have gone through or be going through. But just to give you an example of something, a recent hard time in my own life, last month, my dog died and I launched my youngest child to college, and the gym I had been regularly attending for the last 6 years ceased operations in Los Angeles. So it was a really tough time. It was an enormous amount of loss all at once. And it was pretty upsetting. I was, again, not a big trauma, but it was a lot of upheaval and loss all at once. And I really felt devastated and lost. And I had to allow myself space and time to grieve and reach out to my supports. And I cried a lot. And, you know, time passed and things are already better.
I'm really glad to hear that. That sounds very, very rough, Lauren. Really rough. That's like a trifecta. That's like three really difficult things happening at the same time.
Yeah, and some harder than others, right? The gym was just kind of like the, you know, like the place where I had gone regularly and I had a routine. And so then, you know, no kids at home, that was a big adjustment. And then of course, a dog that I was very attached to. So yes, it was a definite difficult time.
Yeah. And so my belief is that, and really the reality is that it takes a warrior, it takes a really strong person to get to that other side. For you, what is the best thing about being on the other side of that trifecta of really difficult situations?
Yeah, and I think part of it is I still have moments, right? That and we all have resilience, so we have to call upon our own resilience and try to move through it. And I think being on the other side is recognizing that loss and change brings opportunity. And so now I have physical time and space to do some other things that I couldn't do before. And actually I'm hosting someone in my house who, needed some support. And, you know, I found that the timing worked out perfectly. I had this space and time to support this other person, which has been, also a meaningful experience.
Lauren, it sounds to me like perhaps that a few doors closed and some others opened.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's really meaningful. That's really meaningful. And you never know when you're going through the caca at that time and when you are in a lot of pain, you never know what's going to open up on the other side of that.
Exactly. Yeah. I couldn't have pictured that, you know, this, it would work out this way.
Sure. So Lauren, who are some other really brave warriors like you, women who've gone through some really difficult, absolute caca and come out on that other side, who you think would be amazing guests on this podcast?
Well, again, most of my experiences in the eating disorder world, so one name that comes to mind, if you can get her, is Jenny Schaefer, the author of Life Without Ed. She's a great speaker and has had a lot of difficult experiences as well as an eating disorder that she came out on the other side from.
Amazing. Thank you so much for that recommendation. And so the meat of this podcast is, what is one piece of advice, Lauren, that you would give to women who are in the midst of the caca about how to hold on and get to the other side.
Yeah, and so the advice is the exact same things that I tried to apply to my own loss and difficult times. So the first is to allow yourself to feel the negative feelings. This is hard. We naturally don't want to feel negative feelings, but it has to happen. And research shows that suppression of negative feelings causes disorders, mental health disorders. So you have to go through the feelings and allow yourself to feel them, and also be patient. What I see is a lot of people beat themselves up for struggling or for having negative emotions, and then that just adds to the distress. And I think it's important for people also to realize that, you know, sometimes emotions can come in waves. Like, I still get sad, even though the worst of it is over. And, you know, that can occur for a while, and you can feel things long after you've experienced them. And also to seek out support. I think that makes a huge difference. And I, you know, relied heavily on support during my difficult month.
That's fantastic. And to follow up on that, Lauren, who did you find most helpful during your healing process, and or what was it, what kind of support did you most need, that you most appreciated?
I just appreciated support from people who said they could understand what I was feeling, and that they were available, and they allowed me to have my negative feelings and to be sad. And we're able to just kind of sit there and be there with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what I'm hearing is that empathy was important to have somebody who could understand, and also important to have somebody who could simply be with you without judgment. Is that fair to say? Oh, I think we're having a little connectivity problem here. Can you hear me, Lauren? Can you hear me now?
Oh, now I can hear you, yes.
There we go. Okay, we're back. We had a little connectivity problem there, I think.
Yeah, so I didn't hear what you said.
Okay. What I was talking about, how empathy was important to you, as well as having supportive people who were able to listen to you without judgment.
Exactly.
Yeah. And Lauren, finally, since we are all about being epic on this podcast, if you could have any superpower, what would it be?
To fly. In a lot of my dreams, I'm flying. So that would be cool.
That sounds pretty awesome. I would love to fly too. Where would you go?
Oh, nowhere in particular. Just fly around up in the air.
Cool. Very cool. So Lauren, thank you so much for being my guest today. Where can we find you and the organization that you work for online?
Yeah, so my website is eatingdisordertherapyla.com, and I'm on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, as well as the internet.
Fantastic. I have a feeling that your hits are going to increase after this podcast. Thank you so much, Lauren, for being my guest today. And today, I am still Nikki Bruno with the Epic Comeback Podcast. For more ideas on how to stage an epic comeback in your life after a life-shattering experience, please go to theepiccomebackpodcast.com.